May be seated. Just want to share with you a few ponderings that I had this week, and I know the scriptures say so much, and the music just as much, but I guess I feel an obligation to say something tonight. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was young, one of the toughest things to do for Christmas was to purchase a gift for my father. My father was one of those dads who really had a want for really nothing at all. He was perfectly content with kind of life as it was, didn't have any particular desires to get anything more, and on top of that, Christmas was also his birthday. And having heard those stories from afar, you know, in the Depression, about how, well, if he got a gift, it was for both his Christmas and his birthday, of course, we all felt an obligation to get something for Dad for a second gift, a birthday present as well. And I'm sure, now that I look back on it, some of the gifts that I got my dad were really the gifts that I would have liked myself, but never did. Have any of you ever done that, at least when you were younger? But even if my gifts missed the mark, there were some things that I could be a part of that I knew would be worth everything. One was family. However it gathered, sometimes it was just me and my parents, sometimes my brother was home, sometimes we went to our aunt and uncle in Wausau for a family reunion, for a Christmas time family reunion, just a whole variety of things, but family was one. And the other thing was that very nebulous thing that you call the feeling of Christmas, that sense of what this time of year is all about. The things that you're willing to forego, the songs you've heard 10,000 times, because after all, it is Christmas. And what difference does it make if you hear it 10,001 time, except for the fact that you do it not by yourself, but with those who you love? So, and that's the same for everybody. I think the younger kids still love presents, hoping that Santa Claus comes this evening, anticipating that Santa Claus comes. I'm sure Santa Claus will come this evening. Sense of family. The scriptures talk about that. Mary and the whole scripture story, it's a family kind of gathering, isn't it? Remember, it's not just Joseph and Mary and this newborn. They came to the town of Bethlehem, which was their heritage. It's where other family members came to come together for that particular census that was called for. It was a family gathering for them, even if it was not voluntary. And there was still that sense of being together, that there are some things that transcended their particular experiences of being poor, being down and out perhaps. It was still being faithful and that sense of feeling of what Christmas is all about. But beyond that, beyond the presents and beyond the sense of family and even the feeling of Christmas, there's something even more this Christmas, as there would be, I suppose, any Christmas, something to remember. It's a feeling that comes knowing that for some of the people who we know and some who we hear about, they don't have the food that they need. They don't have the housing that would keep them warm. They don't have secure homes. There is illness about. There is the COVID still, right? There is still a respiratory disease. There's influenza. And there are people suffering from all of the ill effects of those illnesses. There's the people in the Ukraine. There are people in our own cities and villages who have their own personal wars that they face, their own sense of depression, their own experience right now. And yet, in spite of that, we hear those angels three times in the first two chapters of Luke's gospel say, "Be not afraid," or as our readers read tonight, "Do not be afraid." I noticed in a concordance that I have at home, two pages of references to "do not be afraid" or "fear not." These are pages that are three columns on each page and fairly small print. There are a lot of references in the scripture about not being afraid and not fearing. And so the first time we hear that comes in a story we didn't hear tonight, but you may be familiar with, about the angel Gabriel, who comes to a guy, a priest in the temple named Zechariah, who is unable to name his own newborn, to be born son, because he was struck dumb in the temple. He could not speak. And so what happens? But his wife, Elizabeth, is asked to give the name. And it was not Zechariah, as everybody would have expected a father to have named his son, but she said, "The name of the child will be John." And asked in the temple what the child's name was, Zechariah couldn't say anything, but he wrote it down. And maybe this guy is a pretty smart husband. He said, "John, it's going to be John." Agreed with Elizabeth. He didn't argue. And that was the first visitation of the angel. And then the Gabriel also appears a second time early in Luke's gospel. He visits Mary and says, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You are to name the child Jesus. He will be great." God offers Mary what is called favor, blessing. And that same blessing and favor is offered to you. In other words, Mary's gift of Jesus is our gift also. It's something for us as well. And by the way, you notice the first two namings in the New Testament, in Luke's gospel, are done not by men, as is typically done, but by the women, as it turns out. And the third announcement, a more anonymous announcement, not done by Gabriel, but by an anonymous angel that may have been Gabriel, but it doesn't say it is. It was also that nameless angel spoke to some nameless shepherds in the field. And they said to them, do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Now, I have been in the past Christmases and Advents, I've been kind of rough on shepherds, to be honest about it. I have called them, I've not been nice to them. But I've read a commentary this week that says, no, they were not the dregs of the earth that we sometimes accuse them of being. They were ordinary people. And they were regarded as ordinary people. And here we have an angel coming to those shepherds, saying to them also, do not be afraid. Fear not. I offer you peace. Not despair. Not fear. But peace. And did you catch the phrase by the angels? For all the people. not just for those of a certain faith, or not just those of a certain ethnic group or nationality, but for all the people that is offered. My friends, those angels were one of the ways in which God welcomed. And I know through my experience with many of you that you are angels as well, that you can be angels, and that I pray that by God's grace you may continue to be those welcoming angels. And I don't necessarily mean just simply welcoming people to Crossroads Church. I mean being welcoming of people wherever they are in their life, whatever their station or whatever their condition, that you might know and they might know that God cares for each one of them. That's a gift. That's the gift of the angel. And that's the gift that we can pass on as well. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forward for this evening's offering.